The stretch of the New York State Thruway that runs through the Seneca Nation of Indians' Cattaraugus territory is finally getting repaired after years of feuding. Both the Nation and New York State Thruway Authority announced the agreement Wednesday, saying work will begin immediately on the pothole-ridden through-mile portion of the I-90. Seneca Nation President Ricky Armstrong says the two sides, long at odds over how to repair the roadway, were recently able to start a positive, direct dialogue. The details were finalized late last week and earlier this week.
My administration and this council worked together to make this agreement happen. We're happy with this important step, and our focus is to make sure that the repairs get done.
The debate over the roadway goes as far back as 2014, with both sides accusing the other of bad faith. The state had said the Nation refused to grant them permission to make the repairs, while Congressman Tom Reed accused Governor Andrew Cuomo of not repairing the roadway because of a separate dispute with the Nation over casino revenue. The Nation even filed a federal lawsuit against the state last year, saying the state illegally built the thruway on its land in the 1950s. On Wednesday, Armstrong declined to discuss exactly why it took the two sides so long to agree.
We don't see there's no benefit rehashing past history for either the state or the Nation. I think it's more important to focus and move forward on positive communication.
After the most urgent repairs, a full reconstruction project will begin to improve the surface and safety of the roadway. Motorists should expect some lane closures and delays. The State Thruway Authority says the project will take 8 to 10 weeks. When asked for the cost of the project, an authority spokesperson said it's too early to say, and they'll have a better idea once work begins. Could Wednesday's agreement lead to a better relationship between the Nation and the state?
Yeah, as long as the state engages us in positive, respectful dialogue, I think we can solve a lot of important issues.
Tom Dinkey, WBFO News.